I went there to a masjid to attend a lecture. And I gave takbir. I went and made wudu. And this man was making wudu and washing all of himself. I didn't pay attention. After half, 5-10 minutes, we went to the masjid. And the man came. Allahu Akbar, we prayed. The man said, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. And he repeated it like 6-7 times in sequence. Allahu Akbar. And then he left salat and went. And two rak'ahs later, he came with wudu. And he said the same process 5-6 times, and then he left. And after the salah is over, I see the man coming in, giving takbir and going to make wudu. What do you think is wrong with this man? Shaitan is coming to him. Your niyyah is not correct. Make takbir again. Maybe you are intending to pray maghrib. This is Isha. Allahu Akbar again. Tell you what, my wudu, did I wash my foot? Yeah, you washed it until it shrunk. Now it's not the same size. So what are you doing? So he goes on and on and on and on. And people prayed and finished the prayer and the night was over and he still, Allahu Akbar. This is an illness. Shaitan plays with him. On the other part, on the other hand, there are those among us who don't care. So everything is easy. Everything is halal. Everything is Allah Ghafoorur Rahim. Akhi, you did not wash the right hand. There's no trace of water. It's okay. The rest are washed. If you measure the percentage, it's very little. Allah Ghafoorur Rahim. Akhi, you prayed 3 rak'ahs of Asr. Yeah, but Allah knows that I wanted to pray 4. It's okay. It's okay. And he comes to the people like this. These people are the easiest to go into sin. So, shaking hands with women. Halal or haram? Haram. Everybody's doing it. In the airport, in the offices, in some Islamic centers. The sister comes, and I've seen this, unfortunately, I don't want to mention the country. And they shake hands with the other colleagues. What is this? Is this Islamic? And maybe 10, 20 years, maybe, how are you? Everything is fine, alhamdulillah. Yes, Sheikh, the iman is in the heart. Don't be too extreme. This is how Shaitan plays with us. He manipulates us because we are far away from Quran and Sunnah. But if we have Quran and Sunnah here, then whatever I do, I'd like to drink a glass of water. So, this is an example because I do want to drink a glass of water. So he comes to me and said, Bismillah. This is an action. I have to go through the filtering system. Drinking with the left hand, is it right or wrong? No, the Prophet said that the shaitan eats with his left and drinks with his left. Then this is haram, Bismillah. Akhi, this is extreme. You find people telling you this. You go to the restaurants and you find people, mashallah, westernized, you know, fork with the left, knife with the right, tiny small pieces of meat, and mashallah, very civilized. You feel they're very sophisticated, mashallah, PhD holders, engineers. Akhi, this is haram, you're eating like a shaitan. But they don't know. Or they know, but they are arrogant. And they say, it's all halal, it's no problem. This is how shaitan plays with us. We have to always go back to the basics. Sometimes we feel that the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, are the best of generation. And they are, without any doubt. However, even them, they had few diversions, but they had who? They had the Prophet ﷺ to fix them. We don't have this. We have the Quran and the Sunnah only. 3 men came to the Prophet's houses, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and asked the mothers of the believers. And they said, O mothers of the believers, what is the routine of the Prophet in worshipping, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And they told him, he sleeps, and he does this, he does that. The 3 men thought that this was very little, coming from a Prophet. Said, yeah, the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah has forgiven all his previous and upcoming sins. We're not like him. So one of them said, I will pray all night and will never sleep. The second one said, I will fast all day and will never break my fast. Every single day. The third one was the luckiest. He said, I will not marry women. He wanted to relieve himself from headache. Anyhow, so The Prophet ﷺ, when he heard of this, was he okay? MashaAllah, these are my companions, they are monks. He was angered by it. And he went to the minbar and he said, why do people say so and so and so? By Allah, I sleep and I pray. I fast and I break my fast and I marry women. Whoever wants or desire a path other than my sunnah is not from me. So whenever you want to do something tomorrow, how do I know if I'm balanced or not? Compare it to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. You will never go wrong.